1500 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the final Tuesday of September. 62 degrees on our way to 90 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon as we talk about the Salvation Army Food Pantry. Yes, we've got the KVOE Drive for Food coming up October 15th. Lieutenant Haddon, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm good.
Good. Glad to have you with us here today. Let's talk about the Salvation Army Food Pantry, and I guess let's start with what are some of the things that you need right now? What is the overall condition of the food pantry over the getting into the next couple of weeks?
Yeah. So, obviously, we're changing seasons. So, we have now opened our food pantry up to be a choice pantry, you know, where people can walk through and get the items that they will use and that they like. So, you know, with the summer, we didn't see as much hot things, you know, like soups go out. But now that the seasons are changing and we're getting into winter, I anticipate that, you know, we'll see more of those hot meal type of meal kits go out and be needed. The pantry's getting a little spare, and we really still need jelly. We still have some peanut butter, but we really need jellies. People really like the baked items, such as small bags of sugar and flour. And they like the quick and easy things to make, like instant rice, instant potatoes. Coffee is a really popular choice. Again, we're anticipating our soup, like cans of chili, crackers to go with those, the canned meals like SpaghettiOs and raviolis. And something that's kind of important with the canned, when homeless come in or people that are in transition, they really need like the easy, quick pop tops that doesn't require, you know, a can opener, or meals that, again, don't require a lot of cooking, where you can just put hot water into them. And something that we hardly never have, but we would love to have, is like the shelf-stable milk for a dairy that we can give, and obviously canned fruits.
So you've got a lot of needs at this particular point in time. I wanted to ask you, given this is your first go through here with the KVOE Drive for Food, what information did a prior leader, Major Deb Thompson, give you about the process and getting set up, and also kind of what needs you may expect here?
Well, the need has doubled. Of course, we also, when Major Deb left, so did our emergency assistance case manager. So I've been trying to fill both roles, learning about Emporia, learning about Emporia's Salvation Army, and then also doing a little bit of emergency assistance with that. So it kind of got a slow start, but I'm really excited to announce we do have an emergency assistance case manager now hired. Her first day was yesterday, so we're training her. So that will help us a lot. This last month, our food pantry doubled because we were able to get some volunteers to come in and take those appointment times. So we were able to give out a lot more food. Over like 150 individuals were served in September. So that's picking up. And again, winter time, you know, the need sort of changes in that regard. But my understanding is that when you guys stock our pantry, then you've got us stocked for a good several months. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, we normally can take you through the winter months generally with what we can bring in here. So that is very positive. And obviously, the need is there, and the shells are getting bare. Now, what do you have a lot of something like green beans, things like that? Are you in good shape there? What do you?
We do. We still do have a lot of canned green beans and canned sweet corn. So we really need to work those down. We have a whole shelf of each of those. We have some macaroni and cheese. So we've got several boxes of that still.
Are you also going to be focusing on certain things like hygiene products or cleaning supplies? That's been, an intermittent focal point here in years past.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always using deodorant for both men and women, and laundry soap is another. We sort of really focus on those very basic, you know, items. So the laundry soap, the deodorant, we've got some toothbrushes, toothpaste. We have some shampoo, but that combination of shampoo conditioner is always nice to have. And then if we have like paper products such as toilet paper or paper towels, then we're able to give those as well.
And with us is Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon, as we are just about to embark on KVOE's 20th annual drive for food to pack the Salvation Army's food pantry. And also, we are supporting a Spartan Stop up at Emporia High School as well. And again, to participate, if you're a resident within the city limits of Emporia, all you need to do is give us your address. It's that simple, that easy. Then on the morning of October 14th, leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and one of our army of volunteers will be by to pick it up that morning, and then we deliver it to the Salvation Army. And we have a lot of people that are involved and a lot of folks to thank. Thomas Transfer and Storage also, always is with us to donate a big truck and some heavy lifting individuals. Boy Scout Troop number 157, I think they've been with us, Chuck, since the beginning.
I think from the get-go, yeah.
Pretty much so. And we have all kinds of volunteers that will be with us, getting to all the addresses, all the businesses. Again, if you are a business and you want to be a drop-off location, hold your own drive, we will pick your food up for you. Right now, Newman Regional Health, LCAT, Designs by Sharon, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, ValuNet, Country Mart, Goods Cash Saver, and both ESP Financial locations are drop-off locations and are holding their drives as well. But just let us know. And, of course, we have a number of schools, Chuck, that are involved and will be participating in our drive for food. And we will be buying a big thanks to the Kansas State High School Junior High and Senior High Rodeoers.
Yes,
who were
right in
town a couple of weeks ago and held their food drive for our drive for food.
Kind of got the appetizer, right?
Well, yeah, they left a couple of big tables full of food that we'll be by to pick up at the fair office the morning of October 14th. So a big thanks to all. This is a big team effort that happens each and every year to pack the Salvation Army pantry. And Lieutenant Haddon, I guess, tell the community here, the need is there, and certainly, this food will be put to good use.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, sometimes people have to make a choice. Do I pay my bill or do I eat? So we want people to be able to do both. Stay in their homes, stay warm, and have hot food as well.
Sounds good. Lieutenant, anything else that you wanted to bring up here about the condition or what you need here before we wrap things up for this particular interview?
Our pantry, like you say, is a big ministry that we do. We do get some meat donations from Walmart and Aldi's. So that's a benefit when people come to our pantry that they're able to get meat to cook. So they really, really appreciate that. And again, we kind of scrape the bottom of the barrel financially, so your donations are always, always accepted and needed.
Sounds good. Well, Lieutenant, thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and we will definitely be in touch leading up here to the Drive for Food coming up here very soon.
Thank you.
Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker segments here, don't try this week because we're full, and we're starting to fill up next week as well. But if you want to get on, just give us a call, 342-4222.